conversation on The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.
Welcome back, and we proceed with the show. A wide range of community organizations today joined forces and voices in a People's Assembly at the Kroetkerk aimed at defending our democracy. The meeting brings together over 40 diverse groups, including the Muslim Judicial Council, South African Council of Churches, and other non-profit organizations. We now chat to Sheikh Ehsan Talib. He's the principal of International Peace Institute of South Africa and also representing the MJC at this event. Sheikh Talib, assalamu alaikum, and thank you very much for joining us.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ibrahim. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. Now, before we proceed, just give us an understanding of what the People's Assembly is. I know it has been dubbed as one of the biggest campaign in terms of defending democracy and looking at the rule of law in South Africa, but how did it come about, the People's Assembly?
Shukran, Ibrahim. Well, we will recall, Ibrahim, that there was a national movement that obviously had been launched, Defend Our Democracy. This went back to the 17th of March or so, and there were a few hundred organizations at a national level who were basically part of that original launch of this movement nationally. And about a month and a half back, we then also decided, a few organizations, to see what we can do to give currency to that same spirit and that same cause, and to bring the movement a bit more locally in the Western Cape. And so the idea was then, so incidentally, that first meeting happened at the St. George's Cathedral. And so at that meeting, the idea was mooted for a People's Assembly. And so the whole idea was that we would have, besides the organizations and the representatives thereof at this particular gathering, we wanted to hear the voices also of, the people at grassroots level. And so the idea of the People's Assembly was then mooted there. The people who were then present were from a wide range of organizations across sectors, as well as individuals who are really just social activists in their own right, in different settings and in different areas and communities. But for the most part of it, the representatives there were all speaking also on behalf of organizations working at grassroots level. Yeah.
Now, this event has drawn about 40 diverse groups, and one of them is the Muslim Judicial Council. But before we look at the role of especially the religious groupings that they have to play in what is currently happening in the country, how do you foresee this event in terms of addressing the issues that are being raised at this platform?
Yeah. So, of course, the voices that came through at this gathering, they echoed, the call for civil society to mobilize, especially in light of some of the sort of more, crass kind of expressions or manifestations of threats, to our democracy. In the form of, the kind of the former president's, in a sense, undermining and violating the constitutional court ruling, etc. But also just more broadly speaking, almost a sense of being a last straw on the camel's back for the level of just endemic corruption within government structures, also within corporate structures, etc., society, and that, of course, those who suffer the brunt of all of the corruption are inevitably and invariably the most vulnerable in society. And so, of course, the people who, are living under the poverty line and those who are really suffering with food poverty on a daily basis, but also the victims of crime and especially violent crime. So gender-based violence obviously is something which we struggle with as a society, with the levels and the statistics of rape that regrettably still, you know, persist to be a massive issue in our country. And so besides that, also the from the other sectors in education and in the health sector. So what this People's Assembly had really just been intending to do was to try and bring about greater solidarity and to galvanize the impact and the work that is being done, you know, by civil society, and then to see how we can forge a greater sense of united sort of work as well as vision towards, in a sense, galvanizing the impact of what can be achieved by civil society as it is already trying to make sense and work on the ground on behalf of the most vulnerable.
Now, I've seen that this event is being held at one of the most important days in South Africa today, 27th April, where we are celebrating Freedom Day. And then I see that, like you have mentioned, some of the people that are at this organization, actually, some of the representatives are coming from the homeless and people that are facing, you know, gender-based violence. But from a broader perspective, we are talking about democracy and understanding the law of law. In the context of, you know, bringing in the marginalized, and I'm looking at the most oppressed people that are coming from the breadlines, how do you bring them in so that they actually understand what is actually happening on the ground, so that they move with this movement to try and defend the democracy?
Yeah. Well, that, of course, is regrettably, again, you know, it was mentioned and highlighted during the discussions today by more than one speaker, that civil society, regrettably, in South Africa, we have really, in a sense, abdicated or even deferred, you know, our power and our responsibility to political institutions and to political organizations. And so to in a sense effectively and very forcefully see how we can bring, you know, the masses and also grassroots on board into a movement like this is obviously the big challenge, and that is something which we as a group we clearly wanted to ensure that, you know, we get a gathering like this off the ground, and then from the presentations and from the also the in a sense there has been a declaration that had been kind of read towards the end of the gathering, taken from and gleaned from presentations as well as prepared to a certain degree as well, to take that forward. But I think we've also, and this is how we should mobilize society in this regard, and that is to say that, you know, we still have to contend, and we have to face down corruption within political circles. We have to face circles. We have to face down corruption within political parties across the board. And so the way to do this is also to start right from, you know, the 27th of October, when we having municipal elections, you know, across the country, and we as civil society need to then also make sure that, you know, we forcibly make these elements within leadership, political leadership positions, understand that, you know, we are no longer going to be tolerating this rampant corruption, and that we must obviously use our votes and use the ballot box to bring about change, especially where you have organizations, political organizations, who are soft on corruption in their midst, etc. And so We will have to elevate Ibrahim, and of course the media is a very critical partner in this. We will have to elevate as civil society the consciousness and the awareness around a common cause and around a common vision and a common strategy.
And finally, Sheikh, let's close with the religious leaders, the role that they play in society, because mostly when we look at the critical issues that the country is facing, we talk about inequality, the massive inequalities that we witness, violence as well as corruption, and there's always a sentiment that the religious leaders always come at the last time. They're always almost silent when it comes to some of these issues. Do you think the religious leaders are doing enough to safeguard the interest of the citizens?
Yeah. Look, religious leaders are, like all leaders in society, their role is to be able to mobilize public opinion towards the critical issues that, of course, we are facing. And in this instance right now, it's about the corruption within circles of government, within political circles, etc. And so calling out, you know, these phenomena within our communities is critical. And this is about, you know, bearing witness. This is about, you know, standing out for justice, which not just the Islamic faith, but people from all faiths. These are the fundamental, you know, messages and principles that the scriptures basically communicate. And so definitely as far as the standard that had been, you know, laid down in the Holy Quran and the standard and scriptures generally, as well as the standard of the prophetic example of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as, you know, the prophets to humanity of other faiths, we definitely fall short of that standard, and so much more needs to be done. And this is I think a refrain that is commonly acknowledged again across religious sectors and religious denominations.
And that's Sheikh Ihsan Talib talking to us about the People's Assembly, which was being held today in defense of our democracy. And quite a number of pertinent issues have been discussed today as we are listening from the Sheikh there. Sheikh Talib, like always, shukran so much for giving us this opportunity to speak to you.
Afwan, very much. It's a pleasure, Ibrahim. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah.
In conversation on the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.